Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. We've been hearing a lot about cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology lately. Gartner predicts blockchain's business value add will increase to over $360 billion by 2026, then surge to more than $3.1 trillion by 2030. American venture capitalist investor Tim Draper has recently spoken out about Bitcoin, suggesting that millennials need to invest in Bitcoin if they want to secure their financial future. According to Draper, millennials are standing at a point in history where they have the whole future of the world's financial system ahead of them. But do millennials truly understand the world of Bitcoin? Here today to tell us more about his perspective on millennials and the blockchain world is millennial expert and creative director from Polyant Labs, Mr. Cody Robertson. Cody, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I'm definitely glad to be here and excited to talk more about myself, Polyant, and of course, millennials and blockchain.
Sounds like a plan. Looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. And as you know, by the way, Nick Caceres from your company, Polyant Labs, has been on our show prior. But since we last spoke to your team, if you don't mind, provide a refresher on what Polyant Lab is and how it's grown in the past year and a half.
Yeah. So in the last year and a half, we've grown like a lot. We went from having starting with two companies to having 14 now. We've brought on some new people, and we've changed a little bit of some direction, which I'll go into talk about later. But overall, like, it's been some strong, steady growth, and it's been exciting to see where it's going to go in the next 1.5 years.
Now, Cody, you sound really enthusiastic about blockchain. Now, how long have you been working in the blockchain space? Touch on some of the details there.
So I've been working with crypto and blockchain for about 4 years, which in this space is a while. I started when I was in college dabbling with cryptocurrencies. And then eventually I moved to New York to work with a few blockchain firms there in a creative leadership role. And that was my first like real time, like really getting immersive into this whole space.
Another question for you, Cody, are you equally bullish on cryptocurrencies? For example, are you a crypto investor?
Yeah, I am 100% bullish on cryptocurrencies. Just look at what happened. Like, Bitcoin's been around for, I would say, about seven, eight years. And it went from being an obscure, you know, digital funny money to something that's like a mainstream, like, viable, like, digital currency option, which is incredible. I think there's definitely a lot of roadblocks, and there needs to be some mass adoption. But I just read this report from Deutsche Bank the other day, and they modeled out crypto and blockchain adoption, and they noticed that it had a parabolic curve like the early adoption of the internet. And that was really interesting to see that, like, because right now we're still in the early adoption phase. So it'll be great to see in the next few years, like, all the crazy things that's going to happen with blockchain and crypto.
Yeah, for sure on that. And do you agree with Tim Draper when he advised millennials to invest in Bitcoin? What's your input there?
I do. So as you and some of your listeners know, there's always, you know, this like proverbial gag about millennials saying, oh, they're broker than the current generation, up, they're never going to get a job, never going to get a house. And while some of those are just stereotypes, there has been, with the financial depression and a lot of the other kind of economic events, millennials kind of got shot in the foot financially. However, with Bitcoin and with, you know, cryptocurrencies and all these other blockchain technologies, it opens up this whole new financial realm for millennials and allows them to find these different vehicles that they probably wouldn't have had access to in the future. Sure, they can't buy, you know, a one share of Amazon, but you can buy up to eight fractional decimals of Bitcoin. So it's powerful how that works.
Also, Cody, do you find most millennials, from your experience, do they know a lot about crypto, or is there a lack of knowledge? And how do you explain cryptocurrencies to your friends, for example?
That's a good question. So that's something I still run into a lot. Like, I always get asked at a party or at like a social event, like, so what do you do? I'm like, oh, well, I used to say, have you ever heard of Bitcoin? Because Bitcoin's like the kind of anchor of the cryptocurrency world. You can always bring it down from there. I usually, if I want to get into like more of the details, I'll tell them that like the blockchain is like a notebook that everyone shares, and every time you write down on it, it's in permanent ink. You can't change it. And but you can see that all these entries are happening all the time from around the world, and it can't be changed. And you can go back, you know, 2 years ago and see what you wrote in that notebook.
Certainly a helpful explanation and example for sure. Today we're speaking with Cody Robertson, Creative Director for Polyant Labs, an early stage business incubator, helping entrepreneurs fast track blockchain innovations by providing them with the insight, guidance, services, support, working capital, and direction needed to power their next gen solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, also, how do you explain cryptocurrencies on a higher level to your friends?
So to explain it on a high level to my friends, I like to bring it to – I try to find like a familiar analog. And it's kind of hard with cryptocurrencies, but I found like – so the majority of my friends, or a good amount of my friends, game a lot. And it's a common thing in games when you have – a digital currency in there. For example, there's a popular game called Fortnite, and in that game, their digital currency is called V-Bucks. So I explained to them, like, okay, so you just spent your real money on this digital currency to buy a skin in this game, but that's a similar thing to cryptocurrency, but it actually has a value. That V-Bucks you bought is completely worthless. That Bitcoin you bought actually is worth something. And when I bring it to like when I bring it down to that type of familiar level, they're like, you can see the light bulb go on. And you're like, oh, that's now I totally understand it. So you kind of have to find the common ground and find. It's always great to find an analog to help make it more relatable.
And taking that even further, you recently conducted an experiment with your friends on crypto. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what was the outcome of that experiment?
Yeah, so I had read an article that said, reported that all millennials are crypto experts. And I was thinking that couldn't be further from the truth. And as someone who's as a UI expert, I'm fascinated by kind of the adoption curves and stumbling blocks for experiences. So I decided to conduct a semi-scientific experiment with my friends. And it was very simple. So essentially what I did is I had 10 friends and I told them, I'm going to give them $100 of the EOS cryptocurrency if they can go buy it, exchange it, and use it with an app. That's all they had to do. There was a few other simple rules just to make sure it wasn't too easy for them. And then we went forward with it. And it was really interesting to see some of the results. So right off the bat, I noticed that everyone was totally fine buying cryptocurrency. That was the easiest thing. They went on like Coinbase, popular exchange, or other platforms and easily acquired it. Now we're moving on a little bit further, they had to exchange it. And this is when I noticed that got a lot harder for them. So we started at 10. By getting to the exchange part, already three people dropped off. They're like, I can't figure this out, it's too hard. Uh-oh, like I lose my Bitcoin. Like there's a lot of confusion. However, I would say still 70% got through it, so it wasn't too bad. However, once we got to the third part, then I noticed the biggest drop off in people. So the third part was you need to put your EOS in a wallet. And a wallet is a crypto-specific piece of software that essentially just holds your crypto and lets you interact with apps with it. It's like a bank account or like your PayPal balance in a way. So I would say at this point, after trying to get the wallet set up, I was down to about 4 friends, which was like, wow, so 40% couldn't get to this path. And then eventually end up being where only 2 people were able to complete the whole experiment. And it was interesting because I gleaned that crypto has a lot of potential, but at the same time, it's still a nascent technology in relative terms. And from the user experience to how some of these interfaces work, there's a lot of work to be done if we want to see like internet level adoption from the general public.
Certainly good coverage on that experiment, and quite interesting as well. Now let's talk about your blockchain incubation projects. What sort of projects are you and Polyant working on currently?
So like I said beforehand, total we have about 14 companies in our portfolio. We have companies all across the board. We have company that does crypto reviews. We have one that does compliance. We have companies in fact checking, all over the board. However, more, and like what I alluded to earlier, now we somewhat philosophically shifted gears, and we're focusing on the next generation of these blockchain applications, and it's NFTs, non-fungible tokens, like digital goods. So essentially, an NFT is, when I was mentioning earlier about the example with that game Fortnite, imagine that you bought something in a video game and you actually physically own that item in that video game. I can take it out of the video game. I can put it on an exchange. I can send it to my friend. I have total ownership of that item. And that's what a lot of these developers are working on in the blockchain space. With NFTs and digital collectibles, they're creating an economy out of games and out of art and all of these, you know, consumable digital items, which is just mind-blowing and fantastic. So we've been focusing on that.
Certainly sounds like a lot of exciting things going on over there at Polyant for sure. Now, I've been hearing a lot about blockchain gaming. You mentioned it earlier. Can you explain to our listeners how it differs from traditional gaming?
Yeah, so when I was a kid, one of my fondest memories was playing this game called Psychonauts with my dad. And when I was playing that game, it was a marvel of technological prowess, storytelling, and game dynamics. It was just amazing at that time. And that experience has stayed with me for, you know, over 20 years. And that's the same thing for a lot of games. A lot of games, they started where they created these connections to people and a whole ecosystem. However, now a lot of these games are getting painted by publishers, you know, like gouging on microtransactions. I'm sure you've all seen the articles where this game is like child gambling. Like they just became these cash factories and took out the art of it. So blockchain gaming is going to be trying to poise itself in between, saying we understand that there's this need to, you know, facilitate transactions and have an in-game economy without ruining the, you know, core essence of the game. So like I mentioned before with NFTs and with you know, digital collectibles, these games now where you can play a game, you can own all your items, you can sell them. It's like a functional economy in a game. Like theoretically, you could make money while playing a game if you did it right, which is just incredible. Like it's almost like Ready Player One in a way.
Yeah, thanks for your input there. Most helpful. Now, also, when you first started out as a designer, did you ever imagine the creative opportunities that blockchain would open up for you?
No. I didn't even know. So I had a Bitcoin when I was like 14. Sold it for a pair of shoes. Biggest early mistake I have done. But I didn't really think there was anything in blockchain. I thought it was just up. It's like digital cash. Like, I'll see where this goes. I have always been in tech, and as I grew older I always looked for, like, what's a new cutting-edge technology? I'd be a startup, so I could be, you know, on, like, the vanguard of technology. And I had just a lucky break. I took a gap year from college, and another incubator in New York messaged me, and I came there, worked their companies, and then worked my way up to the agencies. And I just kind of found these opportunities in this whole new field, and it was super exciting. But I never thought in the beginning, like, yeah, I would end up working with cryptocurrency. Not at all.
Cody, really appreciate your time on behalf of Polyant Labs, as you guys are always doing something exciting and helping out the community as well and entrepreneurs. So really appreciate your joining us here today. If anyone's interested in seeing your work or learning more about Polyant Labs, how can they find you and get more information?
Yeah, so if you want to see my work, you can look up my username, crobertson97 on Dribbble. That's D-R-I-B-B-B-L-E, 3 B's. And for Polyant, you can Google Polyant Labs or go to polyant.io. Polyant is polyient.io. Those are the best ways to find me and Polyant.
And that sounds easy enough. Again, Cody, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Cody Robertson, Creative Director from Polyant Labs, an early-stage business incubator helping entrepreneurs fast-track blockchain innovations by providing them with the insight, guidance, services, support, working capital, and direction needed to power their next-gen solutions. And for all the details, visit polyant.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.